This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister has killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack, claimed Wednesday by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. It came as the insurgent group presses ahead with an offensive that is putting pressure on provincial capitals in the south and west. 2 rockets launched from Lebanon Wednesday struck Israel, which responded with several rounds of artillery fire amid heightened regional tensions over an alleged Iranian attack on an oil tanker in the Gulf last week. Israel's National Ambulance Service said there were no casualties on the Israeli side of the hilly frontier, where the rockets ignited a brush fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the rocket strike launched from an area of South Lebanon under the sway of Iranian-backed Hezbollah guerrillas. An oil tanker that was attacked by a drone strike was seen moored off the Gulf of Oman in the United Arab Emirates early Wednesday. The U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for last week's drone attack on the Mercer Street tanker that killed 2 people. The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. A Munich to Prague express train ran through a stop signal and collided with a local commuter service in the Czech Republic Wednesday, leaving 3 people dead, including both train drivers, authorities said. 8 passengers were seriously injured, and several were taken by helicopter to the hospital from the crash site near a western Czech village, according to the Regional Rescue Service. About 50 passengers in all suffered injuries. This is VOA News. China Wednesday tightened overseas travel restrictions for its citizens as part of its efforts to contain rising coronavirus cases after reporting its highest number of infections in months. The movement of people is coming under more restriction inside China, with localized transport closures and stay-at-home orders in places in some cities, and beyond China's borders. China had previously boasted of its success in crushing COVID-19 with hard lockdowns in the early stages, mixed with tight controls of its borders, but mass testing campaigns have uncovered Delta variant infections across the country. In the United States, as the country continues to see a surge in Delta variant cases, the CDC has issued a new eviction ban for most of the U.S. through October 3rd. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found legal authority for President Biden to declare a new 60-day eviction moratorium for areas where some 90% of the people live. The decision follows a 5-day protest by Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush and others on the steps of the Capitol building.
Stand up and speak for those who are oftentimes saying, who speaks for me? Who speaks for me? Who listens?
The rent crisis continued despite Congress providing some $47 billion in relief. The vast majority of the money has yet to get to renters and their landlords to stave off looming evictions. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Several thousand protesters marched in Ghana's capital Accra Wednesday in the latest rally against President Nana Akufo-Addo's government under the slogan hashtag fix the country. Dressed in red and black and chanting patriotic songs, protesters waved placards declaring corruption breeds poverty and fix our education system now as they marched in the city center. Wednesday's rally was the most recent anti-government protest since March, when a top court dismissed the main opposition party's challenge to Akufo-Addo's re-election late last year. Ethiopia Wednesday defended its decision to suspend 2 humanitarian groups active in its war-hit Tigray region, accusing them of disseminating misinformation online. The 3-month suspension of the Dutch section of Doctors Without Borders and the Norwegian Refugee Council represents the latest blow to the troubled humanitarian response in Tigray, where the UN says hundreds of thousands are suffering from famine. The 2 organizations went public with the suspensions Tuesday, saying they were seeking more information from officials. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.